Double PFM, you tuned up to. Thank you very much indeed for being there. Yes, your own local radio station coming to you live from the Wilson's Road, Bendigo Bank Studio here in beautiful downtown Mornington. We are, of course, on air 24-7, two frequencies, 98.7, directed to the Greater Mornington Peninsula, and 98.3, which we target Frankston with as well, and of course, our online services as well. Well, Frankston, of course, is a city on the move, and after years of, well, some light-hearted ridicule, I guess, people are beginning to realise that the city of Frankston has got it going on. An incredible waterside location, infrastructure now, which is really going to the next level, a transport hub as well, and now business is responding because Frankston City Council is facilitating the research, planning and implementation of a new independent Frankston Business Collective. And I'm delighted to say that we've got the CEO of the Frankston Business Collective joining us today on RPPFM's Peninsula Talks, Jeff Rogert. Welcome to RPPFM and welcome to Peninsula Talks.
Thank you, Brendan. Really pleased to be with you.
CEO of the Frankston Business Collective. Boy, Jeff, I tell you what, I am envious because for years I've been thinking that Frankston has just been lying so dormant, but now surely it's going to come into its own. I reckon the next decade ahead is going to be huge for the city. What are you thinking?
Oh, look, absolutely, Brendan, and certainly all credit to the council and the councillors who have certainly listened to their constituents and supported the formation of the business collective. We are fairly new. We only launch literally this week. We already have quite a number of people that have signed up as our members. So it really does show the positive feelings towards not only Frankston, but the local business community, and we're delighted to be able to work with them.
Well, it must be thrilling because, in fact, we'll probably sort of get off air down here and then maybe head off down to Frankston and see the big launch tonight. I think it's 5:30 this evening, is it, down at the Frankston Arts
Centre? It is, at the Frankston Arts Centre, correct.
Absolutely. So if I'm a small business, how do I get involved? What are you going to do for me as a small business?
Absolutely, and small businesses are prime target. While there are some major businesses and large employees within the Frankston City Council area, small business do feel that they have not really had a voice for a number of years. So we will be set up as an independent body, independent of council, which will allow small businesses to approach us with really any issues that they've got. And we will advocate for them, be it to council, be it to state government, or even federal government, if there is a need to do that. The main thing that we're going to be focusing on initially, and this will be our first major event in August, will be a wellbeing summit. It's become very clear in the aftermath of COVID, and whilst it still continues, small business operators have been hit particularly hard with lockdowns, losses of livelihoods and being shut for so long. Many of them are really looking for that connection and some of the tools to really invigorate both their lives, I guess, and their businesses. So our first event on the 16th of August will be a mental wellbeing summit, particularly aimed at small businesses, with an amazing panel of presenters.
Well, you, Jeff, I mean, so, here we are, you're filling a gap, you're filling a need, you've been listening to the constituents, as has the Frankston Council. I mean, this must speak very highly of your skills of communication and organisation. What are you bringing to this role of CEO?
Look, what I'm bringing is certainly a passion for the area. I live down the peninsula. My son and daughter-in-law live in Frankston South, so we certainly are part of the overall community. But aside from that, my passion for many years has been small business. I operated a small business many years back. Most recently, I was CEO for another body that represented almost 7,000 independent businesses nationally. So small business is my passion, and I believe having been successful in some of those previous roles, I can add to the business owners in Frankston and down on the peninsula. I must add that we've had enormous interest, not just from Frankston, but all the way down the peninsula. So it shows that there is a gap to be filled, and hopefully we can fill that and support all of the businesses.
Speaking here to Jeff Rogert, who's the new CEO of the Frankston Business Collective, big night tonight, the big launch and the official announcement that they are on the landscape down in Frankston. I tell you what, Jeff, this Frankston Council of yours, it's really got some go forward, hasn't it? I mean, only this last week, I think it was the Mayor, Councillor Nathan Conroy, announcing their new industrial strategy and discussion strategy as well. They're really on the front foot and they're really trying to push very hard to support business growth and development in and around the city.
Oh, absolutely. And as I said, full credit to Mayor Conroy and the councillors, not only for the work they're doing now, but for the vision going forward. I think the last number I saw was it's something like 29,500 businesses just in the Frankston Council area. So that is an enormous amount of businesses, many, many small businesses as well. But as I said, full credit to the council looking ahead to the industry that is not only in Frankston at the moment, but that they're hoping to attract to Frankston. From a business collective point of view, I certainly see Frankston as becoming an innovation city. And that certainly is something that we'll be working towards as well.
Well, our timing here at RPPFM is absolutely impeccable then, Jeff, because we're just about to announce the opening of our new studios. In fact, this very week, we're doing some digital tests between our studio here in Mornington and our studio down in Frankston as well, because like you, we see Frankston has got huge potential going forward and we want to get down there and talk to the very good people of Frankston, make sure that they have their own voice, eyes and ears on their part of the world and link that all into the peninsula as well.
Oh, absolutely. And as you say, the potential is there. People are actually doing things and we hope to be able to add to the overall fabric of business in Frankston and the peninsula.
So, Jeff, I'm listening to this. I'm a small business. How do I get involved? What do I do? What sort of, you know, you're going to give me some health and well-being as the first big sort of seminar in early August. What more do you have in store and how do I get involved? How do I get my business?
Look, the easiest way of getting involved, Brendan, is to log on to our website, which is Frankston Business Collective, all one word, .com.au. That'll give some information about who I am, our board, our events. There is also a membership application there, and our fees are really very, very reasonable. They've been specifically targeted for small businesses. The event that we've coming up in August, whilst there are limited places, and they're only limited because of the venue we've selected, is a free event. So anybody can attend, particularly small businesses, their partners, and even some of their key team members, if they can get away from the business, it would certainly be a morning well spent. In September, we'll have our first networking evening. That'll be towards the back end of September. And then in October, we're hosting the first half-day business summit. We're busy putting the agenda together at the moment with some terrific speakers as well. And again, that adds to the education part of our three pillars that we've established with the collective.
And remind us of those three pillars?
Our advocacy, so that's advocating for and with business. Its connection, which is interestingly enough one of the major pillars that has come forward, where people are looking for connecting with others to be able to share ideas and gain ideas. And the third one is education, being able to bring the tools to business owners that will assist them in running their businesses and hopefully increasing their bottom line and being able to employ more people in Frankston.
Well, I tell you what, Jeff, I'm really envious. Jeff Rogert, CEO of the Frankston Business Collective, because I do think that the next decade is going to be absolutely mesmerising, and I'm predicting all sorts of fantastic things for the city, not only I, of course, but many others as well. And I'm delighted, Jeff, that we've got a man of your skills and qualifications to steer us along this important path. It's going to be fantastic.
Thank you, Brendan, and it's really been my pleasure to join you this morning.
This is RPPFM. It's your local radio station coming to you from the studios, the Bendigo Bank Stairs here in Mornington, but soon to be coming to you as well from our studios down in Frankston. Stay tuned, because who knows, perhaps we can address that second pillar that Jeff was talking about, connectivity amongst our various fraternities up and down the Mornington Peninsula. We're going to take a break on Peninsula Talks. We'll be back with more right after this.